and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Mind! happy 4th or 5th of July.
It's the 5th!
The 5th. Well, happy 4th weekend.
Yeah.
Today's kind of a special show today. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning!
And Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, all-around great gal, 7th Dan Samurai Ninja Warrior Panic Button Master.
I got a new title today. She's a happy girl. Yay. She's got happy hands.
Well. Wow. Yeah. I'm going to leave it alone because there's plenty of... If this is a target-rich environment, but, you know...
It goes both ways.
She's one of us.
She is. Yay.
Today is a special show in light of everything that's going on in our country, you know. I mean, if you look around at what's going on right now, I think it's even more important to understand what this country is really about, not what the mainstream media meatheads and their narrative has been and what they've been spewing for quite some time. And we're going to go more into that, I hope, in the second hour. We do have a guest at 10:30.
We do.
Linda Payne from Election Integrity Project. So it's going to be a fairly fast-paced show, I think. Because we have a lot of things to cover, but where do we start? I mean, we start with, you know, we can no longer celebrate our independence. We must fight for it again. And this is coming from The Blaze. This is David Horowitz. Have you got any announcements before I get off on?
Well, I was going to let the people know that we are still doing the giveaways that they were doing the last show on the foreclosure. Information. He was asking, you know, if anybody knew how many foreclosures there have been from 2008 to 2010. And also, for the coffee gift certificate, how many times does KRCR say or talk about COVID-19? So we'll be carrying that during our 2-hour show. So if somebody calls in, they can still get the prize.
Nothing going on there in the fear mongering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we still have tickets for the gun safe. Just to let people know, you can give me a call at 221-0101, and that's for the Veterans Home. We're down to about the last 100 tickets, so come on, help me get rid of them so we can draw for the gun safe.
You know, before we go too much farther into this article, I kind of want to say that, you know, we need to get back to the basics, you know. So I kind of keyed up some music today from when we were kids, a lot of it, because, I don't know, I haven't heard some of it in a long time, and I think that
probably not correct.
Well, we've lost sight of some of the great music and some of the great things that this music conveyed to us as kids. You know, the founders were heroes. America was great. You know, we were the light of the world. Just all of the things that we grew up with pride that we were patriots and we lived in America, the freest country on earth, that had a constitution that, you know, kept everybody free and all men were created equal and all of the above. We fought a Civil War to free everybody that was a slave in this country.
One of the only countries that have done that.
I think the only country.
We may be the only.
I think it is the only country. You know, and I want to talk a little bit about the Irish Brigade. You know, we talk about, you know, the reparations and so forth that is owed to the slaves. And I submit to you that the only ones that want reparations are the ones that want to become the masters. You know, the Irish Brigade was the 69th, fighting 69th in the Civil War that freed most of the slaves. They took the heaviest casualties of, suffered more combat dead, than any other, brigade, other than the 1st Vermont. And so, you know, people have fought for this and died for this to keep everybody free. Our Irish ancestors fought and died to keep everybody free in this country, and it's an ongoing battle. Mm-hmm. This country wasn't founded on slavery. This country was founded on freedom and liberty for everyone, and it took a little while for the world to catch up to that. You just don't, you know, start a beacon of light
Yeah, it was very hard for them to go in and change things. In a short amount of time.
I equate this to what's the surge in social media. It took a little while for a lot of the liberty-minded people to catch up to social media. When the internet came out, oh, I don't want to look at a computer. I want to see a computer. And now, you know, you've got all these people, these older patriots on social media that are starting to become ninja digital warriors, you know.
Yeah, people are screaming, we want faster internet. We need more, you know.
It took a little while for everybody to catch on to the power of that. Well, back in the day when they had slaves, everybody had slaves. You know, the biggest slave owner, the first slave owner in America was actually black, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not a matter of, you know, dwelling in the past. It's a matter of looking to the future and fixing things. And we are all created equal. And, you know, I don't owe anybody anything, and I don't expect anybody to owe me anything. So that's what our country's about. That's what we were taught when we were kids in school. We were, you know, patriotism was revered, not bashed by the mainstream media and taken over. And, you know, if we go back in history and we look at July 4th, 1826, John Adams lay on his deathbed, in the afternoon he uttered the final words, "Thomas Jefferson survives." While in the literal sense, Adams was mistaken, because Jefferson had died several hours earlier. And so in one way, he was correct that the work that Jefferson completed on that very day, exactly 50 years before the work Adams helped him craft before the two became arch enemies and then friends again, survives another 200 years until now. Why? Ditch the fake news. You know, that's what's going on. The fake news and the propaganda has been off the charts as to what this whole thing was about. You know, Independence Day should be celebrated and as a revered holiday, as the start of freeing mankind once and for all from slavery. Across the board, they were fighting the English government that had turned them into slaves. It wasn't that there was just slaves, black slaves in America. The English government was trying to turn all of the colonies, white, black, purple, brown, take your pick, into slaves, and slaves through economic means. So
that's what they did over there.
And the fight was...
The fight was to get away from that.
The fight was to be free men.
Yeah.
The fight was for liberty. It started out as religious liberty, and it expanded into, complete freedom for everybody.
Yeah.
And I should say liberty, because freedom is not as good a term as liberty, because liberty has some responsibility. Freedom just means you can do whatever you want. Well, it's not about doing whatever you want. It's doing...
what is right.
It's being free with a set of guidelines that keep you and civil society together. And that happens to be the religious tenets of, say, the Ten Commandments is what they base the law on, the natural laws of God, so that, you know, the biggest one being do unto others as you would have them do unto you, the golden rule. You know, it's not he who has the gold rules. It's take care of your neighbor like you would take care of yourself. And that's what this whole thing is based on. It's not based on how much I can get or how much I can take from you. And this perception is that in order for one person to win, somebody else has to lose, is complete balderdash. I know she's hovering.
she's hovering.
She's in there doing a kata over the button. But it's true. It's complete balderdash to think that someone else has to lose in order for you to win. And I think, you know, I've been thinking about this in the last week. The reason that a lot of the black community has perpetrated this is because, you know, the perception of, you know, looking back on history with the idea that the only way that anybody got ahead was through, you know, exploiting slaves is crap. If you mm-hmm. go back and you look at what free people did, it's 10 times what free people produced. Free people produced 10 times, 100 times more than what slaves produce.
And I don't know how many, of the black people are really involved in this, movement.
Oh,
there's more than I think that we know, but there's a lot of them that aren't that way.
Well, again.
You know, they're Americans, they're patriotic, and they're realizing the propaganda with the media and everything.
I think the black community is waking up in big numbers, and that's what this whole thing is about. The coronavirus is about stealing the election, and we've got more and more and more proof of that. But we have to fight for our freedom at this point because it's no longer a given that we have a constitution. It's no longer a given that we have these unalienable rights that are gifts from God. We have to, you know, show.
We have to keep them.
We have to not just keep them, but we have to fight and regain them.
Yes, we do. And with that, we have to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Beside her and guide her.
Radio, Sunday, July 5th, 2020, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And that's a great song, and that's what we're talking about. I have posted that article on my Facebook page, Horowitz by David Horowitz. We could no longer celebrate our independence. We must fight for it again. So I encourage you to go there and take a look at it. Wow, we have so many things to cover.
Yeah, we do have a couple of callers. She's busy at the moment. Richard, are you on the line with us?
I'm here.
Hey.
Oh,
go for it.
I've got some doozies this week, folks. The hits just keep coming and coming. It's getting worse.
Well, let's get to
it.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I'll save the best one for last. Assembly Bill 875, they're beginning the legal process of introducing COVID programs in our schools. So I bet a vaccine will probably follow under that program soon. Senate Bill 483, these are all gut and amends, by the way. So DMV confidentiality. So usually police, law enforcement, corrections, they get their DMV records, their addresses, confidential. That's so the bad guys can't go and find them. Guess who just got added to DMV confidentiality? Public health officers. Why do they need protection? Isn't that interesting?
Well, it's, you know, the thing is, the whole thing's a fraud. I mean, a study just came out here. The CDC has been overcounting the number of coronavirus cases. You can go to, I'll post this. The Atlantic reported that the CDC was overcounting the number of cases of individuals with the China coronavirus. And, you know, they're conflating two different types of tests. You know, this is not a technical error. These guys are purposely conflating the numbers for an agenda.
Yep, I got a couple more.
Go ahead.
Voting laws, Assembly Bill 2885. False campaign statements by committees, right? Committees are normally not controlled by the candidates nor funded by, so they're supposed to be separate entities normally. Provides injunctive relief against these committees if they, quote, issue false campaign statements. So now somebody just has to find a crooked judge and put an injunction against the committee that's trying to support a candidate. So, yeah, no free speech issues there, right? And then, let's see. Yeah, I'm going to pass that one. I got one more here. This is the best one.
Okay.
And then I have a quick announcement. Assembly Bill 1652, another gut and amend. Oh, guess what this does? It's getting better. So normally when you engage in riots, protests, mobs, unruly crowds, it's a misdemeanor right now under the law. This one reduces it to an infraction. Gee, I wonder what's happening in the state of California or what will happen. And then I have a quick announcement.
Go for it.
Yep.
Yeah. I said this before, July 21st, 9 a.m., Shasta County Board of Supervisors. There is both a reopened Shasta rally and a Second Amendment resolution. So it's going to be a huge day. Please, everybody, attend, and thank you for the time, everybody.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And we have another caller. We've got Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Well, good morning, Linda. How are we doing?
Good. Yourself?
Doing all right. You know, I have a great idea, I think. All these people that want to overthrow our government and change the United States to socialism, communism, progressivism, whatever you want to call it. I think we ought to round them up and give them a one-way ticket to Russia, Cuba, North Korea, China, places in Africa, Cuba, things like that, and let them stay there for 5 to 7 years. Tell them if they like it so well, they could stay there, or then maybe they should come back and let us know how great their countries that they've lived in for 5 to 7 years is compared to the United States.
Well, I think what's going on here a little bit in the United States is this, Bob. You know, you remember when you're a kid and you want to smoke cigarettes or cigars or something, and you snuck them or this or that if you ever smoked any of them. And so, what was the cure typically in those days for the kids? What
you gave them a great big meal and you let them just smoke their heart out.
That's exactly right, and I think that's a little bit of what's going on today. I think that the administration is saying, you know, you need to understand who these people are. You need to see how sick and screwed up and evil these people are. And they're kind of letting them go a little bit more towards the election because, you know, the best way to learn about something like smoking cigarettes is to smoke yourself till you get sick. And I think
that's
what's happening.
Exactly what my dad did. He come home from work, caught me smoking at 6 years old in his closet, his butt cigarettes of Lucky Strike. He went down to the cigarette store. He bought a box of Havana Crooks and gave them to my brother and I. He'd lit them and made us smoke them till we got so sick we never smoked again. Matter of fact, you get me in a room that people are smoking, still to this day, I get sicker than a dog.
I think that's what the administration is doing right now is we're getting, you know, and I'll give you an example of this. Okay, so we've got you heard about the guys, or saw them on TV, the couple that was out in front of their house in the gated community there in St. Louis, you know.
Oh, protecting their property.
Their property.
Yeah.
And did you know that they were both real liberal Democrats?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yes.
It's kind of like smoking those cigarettes, you know. In order for them to understand, they have to get a dose of it till it makes them sick, because they're not going to be, they're not going to be on the same team. These people will burn them down just like the mayor of Seattle. What did everything was fine until everybody went to the mayor of Seattle's house and decided that they were going to take her and burn her out or whatever they're going to do. Then all of a sudden they went in and cleaned them up. I think that the Trump administration is saying, you guys want this, then go ahead and keep smoking until you get sick and you understand why you don't smoke in the first place.
There you go. And them two people there in Kansas City, Missouri, that stood up for their house and property, the 39 people that have homes in that community all signed letters and stuff that they should have never done, they did. Could you imagine they'd all lost their homes if them two didn't stand up?
Well, it's interesting that a couple of liberal Democrats are armed with an AR-15. I mean, just saying, look like a 30-round clip to me. I guess, you know, it's okay for them to have those guns to protect themselves, but they want to get rid of everybody else's right to do it. It's complete hypocrisy. It's complete stupidity when you look at it. And if you don't have the right to self-defense, then, you know, which is a natural God-given right, you have the right to self-defense. But if you're going to try to take that away from everybody, you're no better than the mob out there trying to burn down your house.
Well, it's just like the other thing in Minnesota. That governor now wants the president to pay for all the damages that were done in the riot over George Floyd, and she was the one who let it all happen.
Do you know what's
why should the government and the people have to pay for it?
Do you know what's really stupid here? Okay, I believe these guys are in panic mode. I believe all these Democrats are in panic mode because they are starting to understand they're going to lose this election in a landslide. I don't care what the poll says. They said Hillary was going to win too. Joe Biden's in his basement, in his underground bunker. The guy can't even put two sentences together without gaffing. This last week he said he's Joe Biden's husband.
Yeah.
No, I'm Joe Biden. And so they're protecting him, and that's what this virus is about. You know, Joe doesn't have to go and do any public speeches. Joe doesn't have to get questioned by the media. Joe doesn't have to, you know. Trump doesn't get to have any rallies. Excuse me. Trump doesn't get to have any rallies. Everything's vote by mail. They're trying to prolong this because they know they can't win this election. This election is getting farther and farther away from them.
They put it on a good bet.
Well,
okay, guys, you're doing a great job. Thank
all right,
you.
Thanks for calling in, Bob. We have another caller on the line.
Well,
we've got Troy. I think we need to go to a break
first. Hold on. I want to say this thing while I have it in my brain here. The thing is, what's so stupid about this is that they have some kind of a weird fixation that the more they do this, the better chance they have of winning. Either that or they think they have to take over completely, one of the two, because I think this is alienating more and more of their own party.
Oh, well, yeah, that's becoming more and more evident.
Absolutely.
As I was saying earlier. And with that, Troy, hang on the line and we'll catch you on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
A man to work. People get married and they still flirt. Don't pledge allegiance to our flag like we used to do. Good men are willing to give their lives. My politicians take away our rights, saying they know best what's good for you. These days, dads are always gone. Mama's still here, but she's on her phone. Grandma's raising the kids, and the devil is too. If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth, but these days the truth won't sell. Wrong or right, I give my life for this place called USA.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Summer Blast is live at the Shasta Public Libraries. Join in their free summer reading program for kids, tweens, teens, and adults. Going on all summer long. Help your kids avoid the summer slide and be a reading role model. Read to win prizes like books, gift cards, and a kid's kitchen playset and more. The more you read, the more chances to win. Let your imagination run wild. Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Sign up online today at summerblast.fun.
Sovereign Mind Radio, a little Last of the Mohicans there. Wow. You know, it's just crazy out there. You know, I wanted to finish up a little bit on the CDC story before we get to our caller. So, you know, by inflating the numbers on these coronavirus cases, you know, the what they're doing is they're keeping some of the states from opening because, you know, by including these active cases of individuals who had the China coronavirus in the past, the CDC is grossly overstating the number of active cases in the U.S. Unfortunately, states like Texas and Florida have reset their economic reopening timetables based on this bogus data. So that's what this is all about. They keep inflating it. Be scared. Watch Channel 7. You'll get 30 minutes of indoctrination, if you can stand it for that long, about the coronavirus. And now all the new cases, they never talk about the death rate going down. You know, we now have more people dying from the flu or pneumonia. Then we have the coronavirus case, the coronavirus, but it doesn't matter to these guys because this is the excuse they're going to use to keep the economy down. And even
they keep people in fear. There's so many people that, you know, are in fear of doing anything or going anywhere because they don't know.
How
deadly it is.
They got to quit listening to the mainstream media. You know, Ocasio-Cortez, you know, tweeted out that they wanted this to go on at least till the elections. They don't care, you know, what's a few jobs, what's a few people losing their homes to get Trump out of there. So with that, let's go to our caller.
We do. We have Troy first. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing good. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a couple of good books. Eldridge Cleaver, a Black Panther of the 70s, wrote one is about his dislike for America and why he was going to leave it. I believe that book is called Man on Fire. As soon as he left the United States, since I believe it was Russia, China, and Cuba, maybe some others, when he came back, he got off the plane, kissed the ground of at the airport where he was at, and wrote another book called Man on Ice. And that is what really convinced him that, hey, this country isn't so bad after all. What he saw, when he saw what true totalitarianism is, he changed his mind. So you might want to see if you can recommend those books or read them yourself first. Man on Fire, Man on Ice by Eldridge Cleaver, awesome. Black Panther of the 70s.
Yeah, I've heard of those. I haven't read those, but I have heard of those books.
I will take a look at them. I know the story. I haven't read the book.
All right. Thank you for what you're doing.
All right. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, and before we get to Linda, you know, this is the truth. The truth is that people don't even know, you know, what limited government's about and so forth. You know, these people are, a lot of people come up with the notion, have been indoctrinated in the last 50 years, that the purpose of government is to take care of you. And it's exactly the opposite. The purpose of the government is to defend your rights and make sure that you stay free. It's not supposed to take care of you. And with that notion, you tend to not do what you need to do to take care of yourself, and you become self-dependent
on them.
I got a little tickle going here. Go ahead and go to the caller.
And with that, we will go to Linda. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bet. We've got Linda Payne with an Election Integrity Project on the line. Can you give us a little bit of background about you?
Election Integrity Project began our work in December 2010, and we've continued all through the last 10 years of documenting California's election procedures. We research the data, and so we have firsthand current research of what our voter rolls look like from the statewide database to county by county. And then we also have been researching the laws in California, and that really is the linchpin as to why California is being forcibly transformed. Legislators pass laws that then weaken the procedures for elections and in terms of weakening the integrity. So then the third part that we do is we've trained 11,000 California citizens to go to the polls and observe at the registrar's office and now vote centers. We train them in California's laws and federal law so that they can recognize if the law is being followed or if they're not in compliance. And then we take all of that information and we put together findings reports that we've been providing to the Secretary of State, to the registrars, to the Department of Homeland, Department of Justice, and state and federal level attorneys, hoping to get something done.
Well, you know, what do you think about this upcoming election? Are they going to be able to cheat enough to win the election? Is California lost? Can we fix this? What's going on?
California is not lost, and we actually, because the media doesn't really cover us, and I'm not going to call it mainstream anymore because it's really not, the regular propaganda machine doesn't carry our work. But we had a huge win just recently when Gavin Newsom declared his requirement that California would go almost all vote by mail. Of course, there were two lawsuits that challenged his authority to do that. Now, at first, he did have authority because President Trump declared the country in a state of emergency. But once that was no longer a national state of emergency, once it was just state by state, really his authority wasn't there anymore. So knowing he was already being sued, the legislators put a bad law on the docket to be reviewed, AB 860, and that was going to make Gavin Newsom's mandate law. So our team, Ruth Weiss, our Director of Legislative Oversight, wrote a position paper on behalf of the IPCA. We opposed it, and we wanted to have it heard in the committee meetings. Well, because of COVID, people couldn't actually go to the meetings. That turned out to be a silver lining because we put out alerts across the state, and so to let people know how to get on a call to listen into the committee hearings and to actually be able to weigh in. The first hearing, I believe, was the Assembly Committee hearing. We had over 900 California citizens get on the call, and 80% of them agreed with the IPCA that this was a bad law, that vote-by-mail ballot is the least secure way to vote because it has to be processed, and it goes through many, many hands. Now, Ruth, on the IPCA's behalf, wrote an amendment that she requested that the committee add to the bill to at least say if we're going to send vote-by-mail ballots to every name on the voter rolls, they cannot send them to 1.5 million inactive names. And so it took three hearings for them to finally accept that amendment. And all three hearings, we had citizens call in and weigh in. So finally, when Newsom finally signed the bill, it included Ruth's EIPCA amendment. So they will not send vote-by-mail ballots to inactive registrants. And that is huge. 1.5 million would have been floating around the state to be harvested.
My thought is, off the top of my head, is that these guys don't follow the law anyway. What's to prevent them from sending those ballots out anyway, or at least ballots more than what they're supposed to?
Well, the good news is they've become very aware that EIPCA will sue and that we have successfully sued. What we're doing right now, in fact, starting with the primaries, we began purchasing the statewide data beginning 3 weeks into the primary. And so we quickly ran the data. We were able to identify every single person who had submitted more than one ballot to multiple counties, about 13 counties. We sent a letter to the Secretary of State and to the registrars alerting them to that. And then we purchased the data 3 weeks after the primary, and we quickly did that research and were able to identify how many of them actually did vote. We sent a letter again to the Secretary of State and to the county registrars, and we made both of those letters public. That forced Secretary of State Padilla to admit by sending us a letter that, in fact, 15 people did vote more than once. Now, that's a federal crime, and they are now being investigated. That's a five-year prison term.
Well, that's that's what needs to happen, Linda. I mean,
yeah,
because these guys in Sacramento, they won't enforce the law. You can't go to the attorney general and get the law enforced. The game's rigged. It's just like, you know, the rigged investigation of Trump, you know. I mean, and
right.
Hillary, same thing. But at the federal level, if it is a federal crime, is there any way we can get Barr's Department of Justice involved and start really and file some criminal complaints against these guys?
Well, we actually have already done that. We've been sending our report along with the data to the Department of Justice, to an attorney there. But, you know, those wheels turn very slowly, so we've continued to look into additional lawsuits we can do that will immediately impact the way. And what we're about to file is we're going to file a suit against Padilla, and that is regarding the settlement agreement that we had back in 2019. We settled positively, and Padilla agreed in the settlement that he would ensure that all deceased are removed from the voter rolls and those who moved, and he would ensure that all of the counties would follow the federal mandate to remove deceased. Our research shows that he hasn't been doing that. So we are in process and almost finished with running the most current Department of Health record against the most current MoCal record, which is the statewide data. And we are identifying tens of thousands of deceased that are on the voter rolls. And it's absolutely stunning that some of these deceased are 40 to 60 years old. So we are filing a case within the next 2 weeks against Padilla. We actually get to go right back to the courts. We don't have to start in the beginning. The courts, when we had the settlement agreement, that judge was so shocked at our documentation, and especially because we're not going with census and Pew Research and two-year-old data. Our research is the most current research. He was so stunned at how bad it was that he left the courts open so that if we were, if we found that Padilla and Logan were not complying with the settlement agreement, that we could go right back to the courts, and that's what we're doing. So we have two major pokers in the fire that we're working to raise funds to take them as high as we need to take them as quickly as possible. One is this lawsuit. It is a federal lawsuit, so it'll have the federal courts on it, but we are forcing them to remove all of the deceased from the statewide voter rolls before August 1st. And now there's a federal law that will only allow counties and states to remove anyone from the voter rolls up to 90 days before an election. And this is how what I mean by bad laws is the linchpin. This is a bad federal law that prevents states and counties from removing anyone from the voter rolls 90 days before an election. And yet, they're allowing same-day voter registration and voting. So we're going to challenge that based on our findings with the huge number of deceased. And the shocking thing is some of the names on the deceased, instead of being removed, they were simply re-registered. So our reporting is going to be pretty damaging, and it should force not only the removal, but we want an investigation into the procedures of the vote count and the Secretary of State and how in the world they end up re-registering deceased.
Well, somebody's doing it, and somebody's obviously committing a criminal act. Yeah. And, you know, that's prosecutions is where we need to go on this. There's no question about it. That's the only thing that's going to stop these guys because, you know, you have a lawless governor down there in Sacramento who's seditious and you know, circumventing the Constitution. The pandemic emergency was over, is my understanding, on May 5th, and he's continued the charade of acting like a, you know, I call him Gavin Mussolini because that's what he's acting like.
Linda, we have to go to a break, and we will pick up this conversation on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Yankee Doodle came to town a riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni.
Father and I went down to camp along with Captain Goodwin, and there we saw the men and boys
as big as tasty pudding. Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle Dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You know, I just brought a lot of this stuff up from when we were kids. We used to sing this in school all the time.
Yeah, they probably don't even know
songs,
that song.
You know? And I got to thinking about it. I bet that the kids don't even know that these songs are even around. You know, be a proud of your country. Be a patriot. You know, help your
fellow
man.
Do they even know the Pledge of Allegiance?
Follow the law. You know, yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's absolutely crazy.
So let's get back to our caller, Linda Payne from Election Integrity Project. And where do you see what? Okay, so we've got this election coming up. I mean, even if we lost California, I think Trump's going to win. But we got to fix California, and I'm not sure we can. I mean, what do you think about the state of Jefferson happening in the long term here? Because we do have a governor who's seditious, which is one of the reasons you could bypass Sacramento and go straight to the Congress. But I think it's important we have to turn over the Congress and the House in the fall, because that's the only way we're probably going to get this done, unless it gets ugly and we go armed in the street.
Well, I think we have a chance to make a difference in California. It's going to take every citizen working together in the state. We know that many people are not getting our newsletters where we're putting out these alerts, because Constant Contact continues to remove people. So we're looking for a new company to work with to get them out. But in the meantime, we're asking everyone to go to the website. And right now it's a landing page, because we're working in three other states. And from the landing page, just click on California. But here's where we saw success in the special election in CD25, and we're doing it now for every single swing seat in the state of California. We ran the data for CD25, which is Congressional District 25 down there in Santa Clarita, and the Senate District 28, which is in Riverside County. We ran the data. We identified how many illegitimate ballots were going to be mailed out, how many duplicates, et cetera, how many deceased. We put it in a findings report, and we sent it to the Secretary of State. CD25 is in two counties, so we sent it to both registrars. And we sent it to both candidates, because we're nonpartisan. We then made ourselves available to meet with the candidates to explain to them that in order to protect the integrity of the election, they need to have their volunteers go and ensure that the processing of the vote-by-mail ballots are not manipulated. So the only candidate that actually got on with us was Garcia. So we spent about 50 minutes with his team explaining what we've been documenting for years is the manipulation of the processing vote-by-mail ballots. And that's why vote-by-mail voting can, in fact, actually prevent President Trump from being elected, because so many states are now pushing California laws and all vote by mail. So by making the candidates available, and then we offered to train their volunteers so that they could go and observe. So Ventura County team did train some of their volunteers. They didn't have our LA County team train them, but our team was there, including our lawyer, Steve Bailey, Judge Bailey, was there, and we saw absolute, of course, manipulation of the process. What is very curious, though, is the progressives could easily have flipped that seat. They could have prevented Garcia from being winning the congressional seat. We believe it's strategy. We believe they didn't do what they normally do because he has to run again in November. But what made the difference is we put so much attention on the ability to manipulate the process. And we had our attorneys who know the laws. And unfortunately, not everyone who observes the process know what the laws are. So they're not being followed, you know, right in front of them, and they don't realize it. But the fact that we identified the exact numbers, and we, have, of course, have the names, provided them to the registrars, the Secretary of State, and the candidates, I think it sort of threw the progressives for a loop. So we now need to do that statewide. But we think not just the swing districts, which we will provide the same report across the board, and we're going to continue to provide that information to our attorney with the Department of Justice. But what we really think has to happen to protect the manipulation of the vote-by-mail ballots and the provisional ballots is we can train citizens. We're putting together an online training because our state is so big we can never train enough people. So we're going to do a training online that people can sign up for and go and observe the process and ensure that the ballots aren't being manipulated. However, before we can successfully do that, we have to see the courts open up. During the primaries, we saw it happening in 2018, but we really saw it big time in 2020, and that is the registrars and their election management teams simply made up laws that superseded California's election law that allows citizens to observe every aspect of the election process. So we filed suit in Ventura County. And, you know, the thing that's heartbreaking is the registrar of voters in Ventura County is a Republican. And so that goes to show you we are not doing this on basis of party. We're doing it on the basis of law. So when Ventura County and several other counties did as well, but we had the best documentation in Ventura County, instead of allowing our teams, and we have a large team in Ventura County, instead of allowing them to see the screens so that they could also see that signature matching, in fact, matched, they set the computers up so that they were parallel to each other. And then they set a little square at the end of that rectangle, so to speak, of computers, where they told our volunteers they could not leave the square. And from standing in that square, all they could see was the edge of the computer. So there's no law that allows them to do that, but they simply made up policy and procedures, as did L.A. County, just made them up as they went. Well, we're challenging that premise that either the laws are the laws or they're not, and we threw that into court. Of course, COVID has locked down the courts, but we're challenging any county who thinks they can make up procedures that supersede the law. They absolutely cannot. We're probably going to have to ask the Department of Justice to help us look into that because the courts are closed. And our understanding is they want to keep the courts closed until 2021. We need a hearing on that to ensure that our volunteers have the right to do what the law lets us do, and that is observe every aspect of the process to ensure that they're not the vote by mail is not manipulated.
These people are out of control, lawless. I mean, that's really the bottom line. They can't just make it up. And it might come push to shove that you don't – I mean, at some point in time, it's like the coronavirus. Do you keep, paying attention to what they tell you to do? No, because they're lying about everything. They're lying about the numbers. They're lying about the stats. And you just said it. They want to get it past the election, basically, because this is running cover for them so they don't have to face the music. And I think they also are realizing that the American people are waking up in droves, and they're mad, and they should be mad.
There's something we can all do to help. Right,
Linda,
now, we...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're at the top of the hour, and they're going to cut us off. Please hang on, and we'll pick up after the news.
Yeah, hold that thought.
Okay,
yeah,
no problem.
Hold on. Sorry about that. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington.
President Trump honored this country's founders during his Salute to America Independence Day celebration from the White House.
244 years ago in Philadelphia, the 56 signers of our Declaration of Independence pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to boldly proclaim this eternal truth that we are all made equal by God.
On Friday, Mr. Trump addressed the nation from Mount Rushmore, complete with fireworks. The Senate has set the stage for passage of the National Defense Authorization Act. That's when it returns from its 4th of July recess.
Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman James Inhofe says the bill is well-timed.
This weekend, as you celebrate Independence Day, think about what this holiday stands for. Think about what it takes to protect the freedom that we celebrate.
Inhofe says Senate passage is just the latest step in what could be a months-long process.
Very likely it could be November when we actually end up passing this bill.
The bill calls for some $740 billion in defense spending for fiscal 2021. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The U.S. has dipped under 50,000 new daily coronavirus infections for the first time in 4 days. That's according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. The experts counted 45,300 new infections yesterday in the U.S. after 3 days in which the daily count went as high as 54,000 plus. The worst outbreak of voracious locusts in Kenya in 70 years is far from over, experts say, and their newest generation is just now finding its wings and will take flight. The livelihoods of millions of already vulnerable people in East Africa are at stake. Experts are in the field trying to target pesticide. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Did you buy into the timeshare lies?
I can tell you that I had a 4-year experience with a timeshare corporation who did nothing but lie to me.
That swapping locations was easy?
They made this sound that this would be a really good deal, that I could go anywhere, anytime I wanted to. That never worked out.
Timeshare lies. Thousands of timeshare owners know the feeling. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I worked for the largest timeshare company in the world. When I learned the truth about what they were selling, I quit my job and instead became the pioneer in helping folks get out of their timeshare contracts legally. I understand that trusting anyone after buying a timeshare is a difficult task. That's why I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
For a free information kit on how to cancel your timeshare, call Wesley Financial Group now. 800-605-5757. 800-605-5757. 800-605-5757.
With Mississippi ditching its Confederate-themed state flag, what's next?
Later this year, the state's voters will decide whether to dump a statewide election process dating back to the Jim Crow era. Facing pressure from a lawsuit and the possibility of action from a federal judge, legislators are putting a state constitutional amendment on the ballot in November, simplifying elections for governor and other statewide officials by erasing an electoral college-type provision from Mississippi's 1890 Constitution, one that was written to dilute black voting power and maintain white control of state politics. Mississippi is the only state with such a system for state elections. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
After decades in a French museum, the skulls of 24 Algerians decapitated for resisting French colonial forces were formally repatriated to Algeria this weekend in an elaborate ceremony. A 21-gun salute thundered at the Algerian International Airport as the military plane touched down. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Trump administration strategy zeroes in on COVID-19 testing.
The Trump administration is looking at a new strategy which would let states expand testing capabilities for the coronavirus. The concept of pool testing for groups of people is getting renewed interest after several states saw spikes in new coronavirus cases in recent weeks.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Today is Sunday, July the 5th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including Judy Nixon Eisenhower. Remember her wedding? 72 years old she is. Rock star Huey Lewis turns 70 today, while Baseball Hall of Famer Goose Gossage has 69 candles on his cake. Actress Edie Falco is 57. Country musician Brent Flynn of Flynnville Train is 51. His fellow musician Dave Haywood of Lady A turns 38 years old today. And actor Ryan Hansen is 39. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Civil War song. Good stuff, Maynard. And let's see. Our call-in number here is 605-4567. 605-4567. One of the people in the chat room, Rich, is talking about SB 739. Gun and Amend can make false misleading communications about qualifications to apply, receive, or return vote by mail. So do you know anything about that one, Linda, the SB 739?
You know, what I would recommend doing regarding legislation is let's have Ruth get on your show.
Okay.
We are now stretched so thin that Ruth is really our guru on legislation. And, in fact, she's now working to write a clarification or a position, I should say, on the ballot itself regarding allowing people under 17 to
maybe,
vote.
Maybe we can have Ruth on the show next week or something. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
Can you have her give me a call or something? Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
And I'll also give you her contact information as well.
Okay.
Cool. Very good. Thanks, Linda. We appreciate that.
Sure.
Okay, so where were we? I've been doing so many things since the break started.
We were talking about what can citizens do, and that's the most important thing. We are hearing from citizens all over the state and all over the country feeling now desperate to do something to protect the integrity of the elections. We are about to put out a letter to the president this week. In fact, we created a landing page so that we could put the letter there, along with documents from three election integrity organizations, the Voter Integrity Project in North Carolina, Virginia Voters Alliance in Virginia, and Election Integrity Project California, Nevada, Arizona, and Arkansas. We have compiled in 10 years a massive amount of documentation, more than three-fourths of it coming from EIPCA. We want to make sure that President Trump is getting this documentation because we have provided what we've been told by two federal election lawyers is we have not only the best documentation in the country, but the best program, and that's because we don't just review the data. We look at laws, we look at policy and procedures, and we document exactly what's happening on Election Day. So we're asking for a summit with the president or with his team. We know he's a very busy man right now. But we want to make sure that citizens in every state that have been researching and documenting elections in their state and the EIPCA and our four teams will be able to meet with the president and present to him enough documented evidence where they can put a real strategy in place. Part of the biggest problem is federal law is so bad, and that's now what's happening in the other states. They've learned from the progressives in California how to use the law to shut down the American ability to choose those who govern, and they're trying to implement those laws in their states, and they're using this, I think it's a fake COVID pandemic that's going to last forever, to force us to stay home while they let rioters go out. So we need the president to know he is a fighter. I do believe he cares very much about this because we're hearing him use our language. He's getting some reports. But here's what we're going to do. When we get that link up, I will send it to you, and I'm hoping every media outlet will send it out to their distribution list, and that every citizen organization who's been fighting for our civil rights, whether it's property rights or parental rights, whatever it is, We need to get it far and wide. We're asking organizations, businesses, and other election integrity organizations throughout the country to consider signing on to the letter requesting for a summit so the president and his team can hear from us directly. We're also going to put it on the White House petition page. We're going to make it available through social media and even this new Parler, because we're being shut down on social media.
You must be reading my mind, because I'm sitting here looking at the Parler website, getting ready to bring up, are you on Parler? And, you know, and for all of the listeners out there, to get on Parler, it's a free speech outlet that's kind of circumventing Twitter, Facebook, and all these other things, and they don't just censor you like the other ones do.
Exactly. Now, we'll still put everything on the regular social media because people are still there, but we want to put the letter and a petition on the White House website so that citizens all over the country can agree with our request for summit. Our president has had summits with every industry that I can think of in the country, but he hasn't had a summit with election integrity organizations. And like all things, you know, you have those who have been the speakers for election integrity for a long time. They're think tanks and they write books. But so far, they haven't moved the needle any more than we've been able to move the needle. We've moved the needle more than they have in California. And that's because we have figured out what the game plan is. We know what their strategy is, and that's why we were successful helping to have a fair and honest election in the special election. But we can't do it statewide unless citizens are trained across the state. So here's what we're going to ask: with the letter to the president asking for a summit, we're asking him to use his authority, whatever it can be. Now he can't supersede a federal election law any more than our registrars and secretary of state can supersede California law, which they're doing anyway, but constitutionally he doesn't have the right to supersede federal law. But he does have the ability to protect what we call populations at risk. And these are three categories. These are college students, and the fact that they're not in colleges protects them a little bit right there, because they're not being manipulated while they're in the dorms. But anyone who's living in a facilitated living situation, senior citizens, some with mental deficiencies or physical recovery, they are easily manipulated because they're dependent on caregivers. So we have a program we're going to implement statewide, and we're asking the president to consider implementing it nationwide. We also have a program we tested out in Central Valley, and that was to simply educate non-citizens, legal and illegal. They are being manipulated through our motor voter law. They're being added to the vote rolls, and most of the time they don't even know it. But if there are non-citizens who've come legally and they want to become citizens, once they're being processed and it's determined that they registered to vote and that there's a voting history for them, even if they didn't vote, if someone manipulated them, not only will they not be allowed to be citizens, but they will be deported. And so we alerted people throughout some of the counties in Central Valley, just to let them know that they can remove themselves. In California, we protested the motor voter with the Secretary of State. He realized that non-citizens could be caught in the net, and so he put in place the ability for non-citizens to remove themselves, no questions asked. And we're pushing that program out statewide. We'd like the president to consider pushing that program out nationwide. And that doesn't mean that we're suppressing the vote. We're simply educating non-citizens that they do not have the right to vote. And because it's a federal election, it could not only mean deportation, it could be a 10-year sentence. I mean, this is very serious in a federal election. So we need to meet with the president. We need to have the president hear from businesses and organizations, maybe State of Jefferson. That would be an example if you guys believe in this. We'll send it to you. We'll put a signatory on the page so you can say, yep, we stand with this. We want the president to hear all the facts from those of us who have got it. And I think that's how we can protect the integrity of the elections nationwide, not only California. But I wouldn't be surprised if we were able to really, if we can force the state and the registrars to follow state law and allow us to observe, we should have citizens in every county in the state at the registrar for 60 days, because the manipulation begins early on. Those who are processing the ballots are temporary workers, and very often they're from political organizations with political point of views. And not everyone who processes the ballots has a political point of view, but you don't need everyone. You just need enough. And Anyway, well, it's complicated, but that's what we need to do.
We're getting closer and closer to the election as well. I mean,
that's right.
You were only,
122 days or 123 days out, I think.
Yeah, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the focus between now and August for EIPCA is to take care of those voter rolls, because once August 1st comes, they can't remove anything. So our number one focus now is not training the volunteers yet, because it's too early. There's so much to know that the citizens would forget it. However, we want to let citizens know how they can help us with legislation. That is the number one thing as well for citizens. If you're not getting our emails, and like I say, until we get a new company, go to the website. Send everyone to www.eip-ca.com. When they get there, they'll see it's actually a landing page, and you'll see four states. Just click on California, and you'll get to California. Then you can sign up to get the alerts.
I just posted that on I just posted that on Facebook as well. So.
And with that, we do have to go to another break, Linda. Can you stay with us until the other side? That would be great. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Our heroes proved in liberating strife. Self, our country loved, and mercy more than life. America.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions. Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio. This is 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, a little Mormon Tabernacle Choir there, just in case you're wondering. Ray Charles, good stuff. Let's see. We're back here with Linda Payne and Election Integrity Project. We've got you maybe here for 10 more minutes, Linda. Give us what you got. Anything we need to know about to wrap it up?
Yeah, we people who would like to support the work, there's two things they can do. One is to go to the website and sign up to let us know they'd like to be involved. Go to the website and donate if they can. I know these are hard times, and we just hate to ask because people are hurting. So we continue. We just want to let people know we continue to do our work with whatever donations come in. None of us has ever taken a dime in salary, so every penny goes to the work, and here's what we need to do. We have the two lawsuits that I mentioned to you already. We also have a third one, and this one is a significant one. We filed suit in 2019 in Fresno County. Through our inquiry analysis, we identified in 8 counties that the policies and procedures lacked any kind of integrity to the procedures of our elections, managing elections and processing ballots. And we were very concerned about the 2018 election and all those seats that were flipped. We noted in a lot of documentation that hundreds of thousands of vote-by-mail ballots went missing in 2018. And in our research, we identified there was one county that didn't even mail out 9,000 vote-by-mail ballots. So those 9,000 citizens had to vote provisionally. Now, a provisional ballot means that there's a problem with the ballot. So even though they can mark a ballot, it goes in a provisional envelope, and that ballot is not counted unless it's deemed there are no problems. Well, most counties count about 90% of the provisional ballots, which is of great concern to us because the voter rolls are such a mess. We know that the deceased are being counted. Sometimes they may be turned in a vote by mail or a provisional. But the bigger concern is the 10% they didn't count. In 2018, we received all those calls from citizens who didn't get their ballot, and they went to vote with a provisional ballot, but were told that their ballot had been turned in. So in order to verify that that those seats, the 2018 seats, were not flipped in part because the missing vote-by-mail ballots were intercepted and voted for the candidates who ended up taking the seat. And we're very concerned about citizens who are registered Republican. If their vote-by-mail ballot was intercepted and voted, they didn't necessarily vote the way the candidate, the voter would have voted. They voted the way they wanted them to vote. And we saw a concern in one of the Central Valley states, counties, where it's a highly Republican county, and yet the Republicans voted for a Democrat. And that's what caused us to think we need to look at the envelopes of the vote-by-mail ballot voters, because there won't be a ballot in that envelope, just the envelope. We'll see the signature. We want to compare it to any provisional ballot that was cast in the same name, because if what it means is if that citizen had to vote with a provisional ballot, that ballot didn't count. There will be a ballot in that envelope, because they wouldn't have even opened the envelope because they would have determined there was a vote-by-mail ballot in that name. Well, it right away was thrown into the courts, saying that election law won't let us look at that. We sued in Fresno to force the court to rule on the particular law they were citing that said, nope, you can't look at it. And, of course, that's still, you know, in the courts locked up until 2021. We're asking for immediate assistance from federal courts to force us to be able to look at that. And our attorneys are on that one, so I don't know all the details of what they're doing. But we think we can determine the pattern they will use in 2020, not only in California, but nationwide. If we can compare vote-by-mail ballot envelopes that don't have a ballot in it to provisional ballot envelopes that they have to leave the ballot in it, then we can determine which one the citizen actually cast. But that's in court again. And so, again, where the funds would go, if people would like to help with the work, there's three categories the funds would go to. One is the three lawsuits that we're working on. One is these two programs I mentioned. We've got to do a tremendous amount of printing and getting information out to those who manage facilities where people are in care. And there's just a lot of materials that have to go out that way. And then also we need to get training materials out, even if for the observing the election procedures, the processing about. We're going to do that online, but we still need to be able to get some materials out to various citizen groups who will help us to organize that. So anyway, they can go to the website and donate there. They can also sign up to get those alerts. Ruth Weiss is doing an amazing job, and we have to hit every bill that's going to be heard in committee. We need citizens all over the state to be calling in. In fact, the legislators were so stunned that so many citizens were actually calling in. They wanted to end the procedure, and of course they can't because they have to be transparent. But because of COVID, a little silver lining, because everything has to be electronic, they have to let every citizen who calls in on. And they tried to prevent it by saying it was closed. And Ruth stayed on it, calling the legislators she's working with, forcing them to keep it open. Like I say, over 900 citizens called in that first call and made a difference.
Wow. Well, you know, keep up the good work, Linda. You know, it's we need you guys out there because we're starting to pop on all cylinders now from a lot of different angles, and that's what it's going to take because these guys are lawless, evil criminals, in my opinion. Because they don't care about a fair and honest election. What they care about is winning and having power.
Yeah, exactly. And what we'll do different this time, we normally have county coordinators, but with COVID, we're restructuring. Right now, that's what we're in the process of doing. We'd like to work through statewide organizations as much as possible so that we can connect with statewide organizations and each organization can reach out to their distribution lists and volunteers throughout their counties or throughout the state, you know, wherever. I mean, there's so many California citizen organizations. It's astounding. And so if we think we can train more people by reaching out to organizations. And then so that training will probably start not until after August because we've got to focus on legislation and we've got to get these court cases through the courts and we've got to make them clean up the voter rolls as much as possible.
Absolutely. We're with you, Linda. So, listen, we won't take you up any more of your time. We got some more stuff we got to get to in the last half hour. But, come on back and give us a report on a later date.
Very good. Let me know when you're open, and I'll be available for you. And I will send you Ruth's contact information.
Perfect.
So all right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Very good. Okay. So we got about 2 minutes. I do want to go over some more stuff about the mainstream media and their reporting and what they're trying to do and how they're twisting all the stuff that's going on. I have a little video clip that I'm going to play. It's actually from the SGT report. We've got to get past looking at the media locally and, the mainstream. I mean, you know, our trusted source and, you know, Action News you can count on or whatever. It's just insane. You know, they'll do a half an hour of reporting on the coronavirus, but they miss a story like they got Strzok's memo that says that Obama and Biden were directing traffic against Flynn. You know, completely blocked it out, but a half an hour
and most of that stuff they do block out, and we do. We got to get more educated where to get good, reliable information, and a lot of people don't know that.
You got to do your homework.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to learn to use the internet if you haven't already. You got to learn about social media. You got to learn how to run down sources, go to the original sources. You got to vet things, because in an empire of lies, truth's a rare commodity. It seems like these days, but we're getting there, and we're going to get more. I recommend everybody go to Parlay. Parler, I mean, it's Parler, and get involved in that as much as possible. Get involved. We have to fight. You know, we're at the point now where this is about fighting and getting involved, and you can't afford to stay home and do nothing anymore. You have to contact a group, get involved, whatever it is, but start getting involved with keeping our liberty and, making America great again, as the president has said so often.
Before we go to a break, if we don't, I mean, we're going to lose it. I mean, we're so close to losing everything this country is about right now, it's unbelievable.
So I'm going to come back with a clip and show you how the mainstream reports things and twists things.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Join hand in hand, brave Americans all, and rouse your bold hearts at fair liberty's call. No tyrannous act shall suppress your just claim, or stain with dishonor America's name. In freedom we're born, and in freedom we'll live. Verses are ready,
steady and steady.
Not as slaves, but as free men, our money will give.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Lift up your hands, ye heroes, and swear with proud disdain. The wretch that would ensnare you shall spread his net in vain. Should Europe empty your force, we'll meet them in array. And fight and shout and shout and fight for free America. We led fair freedom hither, and lo, the desert smiled. A paradise of pleasure was opened in the wild. Your harvest, bold Americans, no power shall snatch away. Preserve, preserve, preserve your rights in a free America. Torn from a world.
Well, we're back, Sovereign Mind Radio. Okay, so we want to get right to it. Before we get to the video, you know, I want to point out here, great news. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Number of coronaviruses deaths down to the lowest level since the beginning of the scamdemic or the plandemic instead of the pandemic. Media silent completely about this. They just ignore anything that contradicts their narrative. The hydroxychloroquine study came out and it's effective and it works, but what I want to do is let's play this, and this is a commentary from the mainstream media, basically, on the President of the United States. This is what they said in the in all the men, big mainstream media outlets about the 4th of July speech up at the
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. So we're ready to go. Here we go.
A public service announcement from the mainstream media. The racist, misogynistic, myopic, imperial president had the audacity to give a speech at South Dakota's socially divisive, unfashionable Mount Rushmore the day before what historically has been called America's Independence Day. It was a dark and divisive speech, said the New York Times. Here's a snippet.
These heroes will never be defaced. Their legacy will never, ever be destroyed. Their achievements will never be forgotten. And Mount Rushmore will stand forever as an eternal tribute to our forefathers and to our freedom.
The speech also included old, outdated notions of unity under the flag of sovereignty of a nation state.
We remember that governments exist to protect the safety and happiness of their own people. A nation must care for its own citizens first. We must take care of America first. It's time. We believe in equal opportunity, equal justice, and equal treatment for citizens of every race, background, religion, and creed. Every child of every color, born and unborn, is made in the holy image of God. We want free and open debate, not speech codes and cancel culture. We embrace tolerance, not prejudice. We support the courageous men and women of law enforcement. We will never abolish our police or our great Second Amendment, which gives us the right to keep and bear arms.
And the fireworks after the president spoke was nothing less than an attack on indigenous people, said NBC News. The Washington Post really hit the nail on the head, saying that the speech, which warned of the left-wing cultural revolution, was dark and exploited social divisions. You better take a seat. Listen to this.
We believe that our children should be taught to love their country, honor their history, and respect our great American flag.
And for those who don't know, the now culturally inappropriate monument, referred to as Mount Rushmore, is located in South Dakota, a state that has the nerve not to charge its citizens any income tax whatsoever, and is helmed by a governor, a white female, no less, who boldly claims her state is open for business.
I'm Governor Kristi Noem. Nearly 6 months ago, I outlined many reasons why South Dakota is a unique state. And I encourage people from across the country and around the globe to make this great state their home too. Our people, their work ethic and their values, our government, one that lives within its means and serves our people, and our way of life, one that respects and cherishes the principles of thrift, hard work, family, and self-governance, are second to none. And to those concerned about what the future might hold for you, if you stay where you are right now, come to South Dakota. The air is fresh, the people are free, and the possibilities are endless.
So reckless. Ostentatious and unnecessary flyovers of the Commander-in-Chief's opulent airborne transportation, wasting taxpayer money when such efforts could be more usefully redirected into defunding the police. And so we stand today, July 4th, 2020, on the precipice between unifying with our global family and utterly racist displays of adoration for sovereignty and outdated notions of liberty and clearly manufactured photo ops of forced unity, like this one in Chicago. Repulsive.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Cowboys Patrol.
That's right.
Yes, it's true. We stand at the precipice, America. Make your choice. And happy 4th. Signed, The New York Times, MSNBC, The Washington Post, and NBC News. This public service announcement from the mainstream media has been brought to you in part by SGT Report. For real news and the antidote to corporate propaganda, visit sgtreport.com.
Yeah. Wow.
I think that kind of says it, what we're talking about here. They took a speech that was just a speech about country and, you know, duty and the promise of the future and twisted it for all people and twisted it into some kind of divisive, racist garbage that they're spewing. And I mean, I'm ready to move to South Dakota after listening to the governor.
Yeah, after listening to that.
You know, gee, a governor that believes in living within your means and freedom and having the Second Amendment rights.
Yeah.
And breathing fresh air and having responsibility and a work ethic. Whoa, that evil person.
Yeah, that evil white woman.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, how terrible of a person is she?
Oh, it's off the charts. So with that,
and that's stuff that some of the people are listening to, and they can believe that.
Well, because they're not being showed the alternative. They only print and show what they want you to see. They didn't actually back up their garbage op-eds with the actual video, like we did, of the president speaking about what they're talking about.
All right.
It's insane. Let me go through this one real quick. We've got the final point here with Liz Wheeler, and then I want to play a clip from Mark Baird in the last segment if we can get to it. So we got to hurry up. Here we go. Are we ready?
She's on the phone.
This is the clip that Liz Wheeler puts out every week.
And then we'll get to we'll try to get to you, Jimmy. So hang on. And here we go. We're trying to get to the next video. She's working it. All right.
What the mainstream media was afraid to tell you about the news this week. This week, while the mainstream media was obsessing about face masks, here are the things that happened that really matter. The group that handles the intake of donations for Black Lives Matter has a convicted terrorist on their board of directors. According to a report from the Capital Research Center, convicted terrorist Susan Rosenberg was listed as a member for the Thousand Currents Group, which handles donations to the Black Lives Matter group. Rosenberg was a member of the May 19th Communist Organization. She was convicted on weapons and explosive charges, originally sentenced to serve 58 years in prison. But after 16 years in prison, Rosenberg was pardoned by President Bill Clinton as he left office. Rosenberg was also suspected of helping cop killer Assata Shakur escape from prison. Remember, Black Lives Matter co-founder Alicia Garza has called Assata Shakur one of her inspirations. And now, this convicted terrorist, Susan Rosenberg, serves on the board of the company that handles donations to BLM. But did the mainstream media report this? No, they didn't. In the past 28-day period in New York City, according to NYPD crime statistics, there have been 250 shooting victims. Compare that to the same 28-day period last year in 2019 when New York City saw 97 shooting victims. That's a 157% increase for anybody wondering. Why did this number skyrocket? Ask the Defund the Police Democrats who voted to slash $1.5 billion from the NYPD budget, which will result in 1,200 NYPD officers being cut from the force. But did the mainstream media report on how dangerous it is for people when police don't enforce the law? No, they didn't. An email about COVID-19 from a Texas ER executive obtained by journalist Alex Berenson says they have plenty of room in the hospitals there for COVID-19 patients. The demographics, he says, of the new cases of COVID are young people. The cases themselves are mild. The ICUs, he says, are full of really sick people with other illnesses who waited too long to go to the hospital out of fear of COVID. And he said hospitals that can't make ends meet without elective surgeries are billing patients who test positive for COVID as COVID primary diagnosis because it pays more and they're financially strapped thanks to the lockdowns. But did the mainstream media report on the truth from the front lines in Texas? Nope. The mainstream media echoed paranoid 95% ICU capacity numbers instead, which it turns out is normal capacity. The St. Louis gun couple, Mark and Patricia McCloskey, did not draw firearms at peaceful protesters, despite reports from the mainstream media calling the thugs peaceful. In fact, the protesters threatened the McCloskeys, threatened to burn down their home and kill their dog. This after breaking through the gate that surrounded the McCloskeys' house. Furthermore, the Castle Doctrine in Missouri allows for use of deadly force if people are threatening you on your property. It's a generous interpretation that does not require people to actually enter your home. But did the mainstream media report on that? No, they didn't. Nor did the mainstream media mention that the McCloskeys are liberal Democrats who say they support Black Lives Matter. There is no right to abortion in the Constitution. After the Supreme Court ruled against a Louisiana law that required abortion clinics to have admitting privileges at a local hospital, just like every other surgical facility in the state, the left claimed the law was an assault on the constitutional right to abortion. But the truth is, there is no constitutional right to abortion. In fact, even Edward Lazarus, who served as a law clerk for Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun, who authored the majority opinion on Roe v. Wade, said, and I quote, "As a matter of constitutional interpretation and judicial method, Roe borders on indefensible. Justice Blackmun's opinion provides essentially no reasoning in support of its holding, and in the years since Roe's announcement, no one has produced a convincing defense of Roe on its own terms." By the way, Lazarus says he is personally pro-abortion. Read the Constitution for yourself. There is no right to abortion in the 14th Amendment, which reads, "Nor shall the state deprive any person of the right to life, liberty or property without due process of law." Did the mainstream media report the truth? No, they didn't.
And so we're going to go to a break.
Yeah, we have to go to a break. So, Jimmy, hang on. We will get you on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy. Loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing. Just take what you need from the latest and leave them with the words of a sad country song.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Aloha. This is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots. It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author and her editor, cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall old tree and a strong old tree. And we are the sons, yes, we are the sons of liberty.
Sovereign Mind Radio, you're on the air, Jimmy. Go ahead. We got about a minute, and then I got to get to Mark Barrett as quickly as possible.
Woohoo! Hey, so I just want to throw out there, the interviews of Trump and the conservatives are more like cross-examinations. They're not even interviews. They're cross-examinations. They try to hammer them.
Try to gotcha. Try to do the gotcha interview is what it is.
Yeah,
try to
hang him.
Exactly. And then I'll make this quick. The Obama administration protested or protected the new Black Panthers after saying killing white babies. And that is still on YouTube. You can look it up. The new Black Panthers saying kill white babies. So where is the censorship from YouTube on black people saying kill white babies?
That's not hate speech. That's social justice.
All right. Well, I have a lot more, but I'll let you go.
Thanks. We're going to go right to this clip with Mark Baird. We're probably not going to get it all. What we don't get, we'll play the rest of it next week just to keep you there. But here we go. Are we ready, Ashley? All right. Here we go. Here's Mark Baird, and this is why we celebrate the 4th of July.
Good morning, Jefferson, and all of you in California. Just a real quick video on this July the 2nd of 2020. July 2nd was the date that the Lee Amendment was ratified in the Continental Congress, creating the Declaration of Independence, not July 4th. On July 4th, only a couple of people signed it. It wasn't widely signed until after that. John Adams said about July the 2nd, he wrote to Abigail, and he said that July the 2nd would be the greatest day in the history of this nation, our new nation, and that forevermore he thought it would be celebrated, just second only to Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. What led us to these events? Why were we fighting to escape tyranny? Why were we fighting to escape the British crown? And then I want you to think forward to the events of today in the state of California and in the United States in general, because we fought in order to preserve the laws of God, of God and nature's God, and the rights that nature's God bestowed upon us at the moment of our creation. He placed those in our heart, the right to life, the right to liberty, the right to property, the right to defend those things the best we could. The right to have counsel, the right to have a speedy trial, the right to be free of unreasonable searches and seizures, the right to speak freely, to worship freely, to assemble peacefully, to petition the government for redress of grievance. Those were the laws that God placed in us. Those are what William Blackstone called the absolute rights. Rights don't require permission. Rights are placed in the people. Rights are the people's to exercise. The Bill of Rights gave us nothing except freedom from government interference. So what good is the Bill of Rights when courts ignore them, the government ignores them, the government of California ignores them all the time? Kevin De Leon once said to the California Senate, pass any law you want, don't worry about the Constitution, the courts will settle it. That's the kind of government we have. And now there is a Marxist socialist revolution. It's in progress right now. Right now. Look around you. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all of those movements are simply the armed militia of the Democratic Party. That's what they are. Gavin Newsom, the mayor of Los Angeles, Garcetti, the election fraud, the voter fraud that's rampant in California, ballot harvesting, and now the governor wants to pass laws, and the legislature is passing laws, that political speech you can be held liable for political speech that goes against their narrative. So, in other words, they are going to silence conservatives with court ordered sanctions, and you will be liable to the courts. You'll have to pay attorney's fees to the liberal socialist progressives if you speak out of turn. You already don't have a Second Amendment. The carry of weapons is banned by legislation. The permit to carry concealed is not available in a lot of the counties, the bigger counties, the more populated counties in California. It's available in some counties, but it's a permission. It's not a right. And it's a right that can be given by government and taken away by government. That's not a right. If government can take your rights away, they're not rights. Rights belong to the people. Rights are inherent in the people. Rights are the people's to exercise. That's what the Declaration of Independence was about. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they were endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among those life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to that end, government was instituted by people in order to secure the rights of the governed. And all just power is derived with the consent of the governed. And whenever government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right and the duty of the people to abolish or reform that government whenever the public good demands it, whenever people feel that government fails to serve their ends. It's their right to abolish that government. The state of California is not only in sedition, it is engaged in insurrection. The federal courts don't work. My federal lawsuit against the state of California is over a year old, and the judge has not ruled on the motion to dismiss yet. The rights of the people have been ignored by the Supreme Court. There were 10 Second Amendment cases. The Supreme Court refused to hear any of them. It takes years and years and years and hundreds of thousands of dollars to get a case through federal court. Do you think the average guy has a prayer? Do you think 10 of the average guys have a prayer, or even 100, or maybe even 1,000? And the answer, that's obvious. It's no. California has a tyrannical government led by Gavin Newsom. He is the dictator of California. If you haven't discovered that yet, why don't you take a look around? He's forming strike teams right now to punish businesses that don't comply with illegal executive orders to close. In other words, he is telling you when and where you can make money and how you can do it and how you can conduct your life, and he's going to form a strike team to punish you if you don't obey. It's going to be against the law to speak freely in California, and it already is really in the media, because the media is controlled by the socialist Marxist of the left and the Democratic Party. They aim to steal the next presidential election. They've been trying to undo the presidential election since 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, your liberty is gone. We are in danger of becoming slaves. We're in danger of becoming slaves now. You can't even buy ammunition just by going to the store and putting your money on the counter. For hundreds of years in this state, and before it was a state of territory, you could freely carry weapons to defend yourself, purchase ammunition, conduct your life basically as you saw fit. And now, all of a sudden, within the last 50 or so years, those liberties have been stripped from us more quickly than I could have even imagined. I used to say when I talked to people that we need to preserve our liberty. Well, we blew it. We already waited too long. Our liberty's gone. We're in a fight now to determine whether we're going to die slaves or free. And it is time to stand. It is time to stand. Visit SOJ51.org. Please contribute. But more important than contributing, volunteer.
We're out of time. Yeah. I guess we'll have to play the rest of it next week. That's all we could get in, considering we crammed everything we possibly could into these 2 hours. But with that said, remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And have a great week, everybody, and stay safe. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.